Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everybody just playing confident, playing sound football. Everybody's trusting the man next to them to do their job. And when the play comes, you make the play.
Patrick Queen on the Steelers' run defense that gave up 3.9 yards a carry against one of the better rushing attacks in the NFL. Jeff Hathorn was shivering over at Acrisure Stadium last night. He joins us now for the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report.
Huh.
Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Get the Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. Jeff, good morning to you. Thanks for staying up late and getting up early for us and talking to all those guys in the locker room. We'll start broad and then we'll narrow our focus. But just listening to Rodgers and Cam Hayward after the game, was it a little jubilation in that locker room? They starting to get a little confidence going, Jeff?
What do you know? That looked like, and I don't want people to overreact, but that looked like a good football team last night. You know, you sit there, you score at the end of the first half, you take the lead. And when the Steelers were good, like, they didn't blow out every team. Like, when they were winning Super Bowls, to the road to every Super Bowl wasn't a blowout win. But you take the lead into half. You come out first possession of the second half, 38-yard run, touchdown, it's 14-0. Then a three and out with the sack, touchdown on a Metcalf, like, get out of our way, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was like, if we all played in a turkey bowl against Dorn, and Dorn was just like, whoosh, like, just get the hell out of my way. And then you get another three and out with the sack and a touchdown. And you're sitting at 28-3 and you're like, okay, like, this is how this is supposed to look. And not that Miami's the greatest team, but they had played well. And Steelers played a good football. They backed up a gutty performance on the road against your rival with a good game.
They sure did. They sure did. Impressive, in my opinion, because you know what the stakes are right now moving forward and, you know, where you could put yourself in a potential playoff race. Jeff, Kenneth Gainwell, 13 carries, 80 yards. He also had 7 receptions for 46 yards. Those are numbers like Jahmyr Gibbs. Those are numbers like Christian McCaffrey. Those are numbers like Bijan Robinson. Is Kenneth Gainwell, he's the number one back of this football team, or is Jaylen Warren still looked at as the number one guy?
Yeah, I think it's a split. I think there's opportunities for Warren if he's hot that he could get a lot of carries. But man, Gainwell is the best free agent value of the season.
Yep.
If they gave that award to, like, who made the most out of their free agent or who is the most valuable free agent signing in terms of what you paid, it's Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, what he's doing is, as Aaron brought up, you know, he's playing basically for vet minimum. He bet on himself. He's going to get paid. You do that on Monday night with all those eyes. You don't think there's like 29 teams watching and saying, I could use a little Kenny Gainwell, a little Kenny G music in our backfield. He was impressive.
To your point, Jeff, DK Metcalf getting paid $30 million a season. And, I mean, his touchdown last night was spectacular. But he's got 808 yards on the season. Combined, Kenneth Gainwell has 783 yards. And he's making just slightly over $1 million. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll keep going on the positive, but anytime you hear triceps and a guy's ruled out that quickly, like with Isaac Seumalo, I really worry. Do you share that worry, Jeff? And we'll hear obviously more from Mike Tomlin today.
Yeah, and I'll know more after Tomlin, because, you know, after that game, there's so many storylines that I'll be honest, I didn't dig much into what Seumalo's injury was. And I didn't want to read too much into him leaving the game at 28-3. As
that's true.
All right, it's 28-3. Do we need to have him out there? This is a great opportunity to give Spencer some reps at guard. Like, let's be ultra cautious. But to your point, like those triceps, bicep, pec injuries, and he's already dealt with a pec injury this year. They're scary, but I'm not sure. We'll find out. And unfortunately, I think what Mike's going to say is none of the guys have been in, so I have no update on Seumalo, so we'll kind of have to see. But think about, well, it was fourth quarter, but that's one of the other unsung heroes of this game. Dylan Cook played well.
Definitely.
I mean, even the sacks that happened were more coverage sacks than busts by the offensive line. I mean, how about Dylan Cook, man, a former quarterback in college, going out there in his first NFL start on Monday Night Football and balling out?
Jeff, were you surprised whenever they announced that Derek Hartman was inactive?
I was, because I didn't think he would play, you know, starter reps, but I thought he would be able to give them some reps just based on him being back at practice and seemingly moving around well Saturday over at the stadium. So I was a little surprised that he's not, but turned out to be the right decision, because now he gets another week and you're going to go up against, I mean, Miami is playing well and is physical. Detroit's physical.
Yes.
Like you could really use him healthier against the Lions on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff, Aaron Rodgers threw the ball a lot between the numbers. 17 out of 18, according to Next Gen Stats, for 172 yards and two touchdowns. Was this Rogue Rodgers again? He talked after the Ravens game and said that first play to DK Metcalf was one that he and DK had talked about if the coverage had dictated it. Did we see a lot of that last night, do you think?
It's funny because when I was listening back, Darren, after he was done, and there was a second where I'm like, I'm surprised he didn't get a dig in about, hey, did you guys see the middle of the field? Or, man, we were throwing a lot to the middle. Or, oh, that middle was worn out by the end of the game. Some little comment to make you know that they used the middle of the field. Yeah, how about, I mean, there was they used tight ends like you'd want to see them used. I love that little quick pass to Freiermuth.
Yes.
That was a well-designed play. Aaron was on it. He threaded that needle to Metcalf for that touchdown. And, you know, and I'll quickly jump over to the defense. The thing that I love is the defense had a really good performance, only forcing one turnover. Like, they don't have to force five to be impressive.
You know, another guy that's impressive that the Steelers acquired is Kyle Duggar. I mean, yep. He's a player, man, and just seems like the defense played on another level, that he was just back and just in the lineup. You talk about unsung heroes, and obviously Asante Samuel getting his first start and getting an interception for the Steelers to take a chance on him after, you know, the getting his neck fused or whatever. He obviously showed up yesterday. A lot of guys that they've signed, whether it was late, whether it was, you know, at the beginning of the season, really showed up. MVS obviously scoring a touchdown. It is, you know, it's looking like a pro football team a little bit the last 2 weeks.
You're saying we found the island of misfit toys and, you know, the Charlie in the box and all of those toys that, yeah, these guys have come and found niches with this team. I don't know what New England's thinking with Duggar, because they made the Steelers defense better, you know, giving up basically nothing. So that was a really shrewd in-season move. I mean, it was desperation in a way, but, man, the Steelers found the right guy. And, man, these guys stepping up. I mean, how is it going to play out the rest of the year? I don't know. But in these last couple of games, they've had various guys step up that other teams didn't want. And I was happy for MVS. Let me tell you guys quickly in the locker room on Friday, like, to tell you what MVS's quick impact. Guys were all at the locker and they're, you know, there was a team meeting coming up in like 2 minutes, and there were still offensive players in his position group that were in the locker room. And he gets out of his locker. He's like, all right, man, come on, let's go. We got a meeting. Let's get on this. This dude has been there a month. And he's yelling through the room like, hey, come on, let's go. Like, that type of intangible is maybe something you wouldn't expect. You'd think, oh, MVS is just like, he's embraced this opportunity to play with Aaron again. And he's helping lead a room that over the last 5 years hasn't had a ton of leadership.
Dylan Cook first start was really good. Jonnu Smith used a lot, but not impactfully, scores a touchdown. Herbig was playing in Watt's stead, played well. Freiermuth, rarely used, had a good game. MVS, Skowronek, Gainwell, Connor Hayward, Asante Samuel Jr. all made an impact on the game, which is exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Jeff, what is the burning question on your mind for Mr. Tomlin today?
Oh, did you get any sleep? No, I mean, a lot of them were asked. I want to know more about Detroit, because I'm almost kind of on to Detroit and how they kind of backed them. Now it's two in a row. Like, do they feel like they've – what's turned this, and how do you keep this going in the right direction? And I want to mention quickly, I mean, I don't think that stuff that happened yesterday defensively happens without Patrick Queen playing downhill.
Yep.
And – it was as good a tackling performance from that defense as we've seen in a while. And he had 9 solo tackles in that game against a running back that likes to get to the outside. And for the most, I think 15 yards was his longest run.
Yep.
I mean, they played some good D. But yeah, I might go and take a little nap and then think of another question for Mike.
Yeah, Jeff did the pregame show yesterday, covered the game in the locker room, now on with us, and this was obviously the biggest chore out of all of it. Jeff, thank you for your time, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
All right, thanks, boys.
Thanks,
Jeff. Enjoy that nap. Oh, I'm going to curl up like a warm chocolate chip cookie whenever I get out of here.
Chocolate chip cookie, huh?
Oh, yeah. Of which I ate eight on Saturday night.
Eight.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.